The Cabinet meets this morning for the first time since July. Ministers will have an away day at the Avondale Estate in County Wicklow, and top of a busy agenda, plans to reduce speed limits on urban and rural roads to make motorists slow down. Also, the establishment of a new agency focusing on emerging health threats and Ireland's preparedness for another pandemic. Joining me now, our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. And Micheál, the Minister for Road Safety, Jack Chambers, will be here in studio with us a little later on. But will Cabinet move today on these plans to overhaul speed limits on rural and urban roads?
I think this is a big issue, and it's something that may well be discussed by Cabinet, but I think the actual proposal probably won't formally go before government for a little while yet. But its outline does seem to be in place now, and there have been meetings taking place across government looking at what can be done to allow for greater enforcement and greater awareness when it comes to road safety. And chief among them is this review looking at speed limits. Work on this has been underway for quite some time now, for several months, but of course there is an added urgency about it, and it should go to Cabinet fairly soon. What it would mean is that the speed limit on national secondary roads, that would fall from 100 kilometres per hour to 80 kilometres per hour. Also then, when it comes to local and rural roads, there would be a big cut as well. That currently stands at 80 kilometres per hour. That would fall to 60. And then in towns, cities and residential areas, it looks like there would be a default speed limit in place of 30 kilometres per hour. And then the roads on the fringes of urban areas, ring roads and the like, that they would be a default speed limit there of 50 kilometres per hour. This entire review looking at trying to identify ways that would end inconsistencies around speed limits around the country, and of course overall cut speed, which government believe is one of the key ways to try and reduce what it's saying is a worrying trend. And I think there is likely to be an emphasis, a particular emphasis on all this in the months between now and Christmas.
All right, we'll hear more about that and those questions around implementation as well a little later on. What can you tell us about this new health agency and what it's going to do?
Yes, there seems to be work underway now, and today's Cabinet meeting would be the first step towards this, to establish a new agency that would be in place to deal with another pandemic, if there was one, one that would have all preparations in place. And it follows fairly extensive consultations that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, has had with the World Health Organization and also with other EU states, where such agencies are now up and running. It's going to have a particular focus on infectious diseases and biological threats. And I think, too, that it will probably base much of its work on the findings of a study that's about to be published quite soon that will look at what can be learned from how the country handled COVID-19 and that particular way that was all done. So that will form a key part of it. The next step in all of this, which the Cabinet is set to give approval to today, probably would be the appointment of an external expert to design the agency.
So this would be, would it separate to the office of the CMO, or would it be led by that office, or will it be entirely standalone?
It talks about an agency that is dedicated to this, and this would be its sole purpose, and one that is away from the everyday happenings in the Department of Health or other agencies, that it would be standalone, and it would have that step back from other areas to allow it to have preparations in place. So it does seem, yes, like it would be a specialist agency.
Let's turn to the budget. We're only a month out now from Budget 2024. The RTE crisis may be off the front pages at the moment, Micheál, but there is still this question of interim funding that could, the speculation goes, be north of 35 million. Any decisions coming any day soon on this issue?
That's something that will have to be teased out fully in the context of the budget, and already thoughts within government are turning towards it. It is inevitable that there will have to be a substantial funding in place. Before the summer, Catherine Martin talked about the possibility then of 16 million, but of course things have changed dramatically since then, particularly as a result of the fall-off rate and people buying TV licences, a 40% fall-off again in the last week in August, confirmed in recent days. So that figure will be much higher, north north of 30 million, some people saying perhaps even higher than that. And the question is what conditions may be attached by government if it does provide that funding. That is a question that is being asked now. What's going to happen today, and there could be some early discussion on that at Cabinet, is that the RTE annual report for 2022, that will go before government. The Media Minister, Catherine Martin, will bring it. She will also bring an update on the governance reforms that are underway in RTE, and also too an update on that fall off in the number of people buying the TV licence and what it all means.
Why are they in Wicklow today? Is it all about politics, geography and the constituency review?
Well, there is that, isn't there? That seems increasingly pertinent now. As well as that, the Taoiseach is likely to, because it is the first day back, ask ministers to set out their priorities for the period ahead and to work collectively to try and make them happen. But of course, it is all in Avondale House, and there is a particularly scenic backdrop to everything, and that is ties in somewhat with the launch of the new forestry programme from 23 to 27 of more than €1 billion. That is set to be launched at the conclusion of Cabinet today, and that is going to provide funding for farmers and businesses to plant trees, all part of the effort to try and plant up to 8,000 hectares of forest every year to try and meet climate targets. And the grants there ranging from 750 per hectare up to 1,150.
All right, a busy morning ahead. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you.